But we have three very special guests joining us in the studio from Croon. And the very best of Croon is coming up to Launceston. Andrew Coleraine, Colin Dean and John X. Good morning, lads.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. It's good that you made your way up the Midlands Highway. How was the trip? How are you all feeling?
I picked the lads up at 4 a.m. with a coffee in hand.
So oh, you're a good man.
He's a good boy.
Good on you, Cole.
Looks after us so well.
We just thought it'd be annoying if we rang you on the phone. Be annoying if we rang you on the phone.
I just broke the microphone. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Absolutely.
Be annoying if we rang you on the phone. It's really hard to talk to three people at once if you can't eyeball them.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I'm glad you made the trip.
So we come for a bit of a meet. We love coming up.
It's great. So hang on. Let's introduce everybody. So the gent with the microphone, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's John X, because my surname is Xynthabulonis, which begins with X, which is Greek for Smith.
Hello, my name is Andrew Coleraine. I'm 55 years of age and I've got a very weird beard.
Okay. My name is Colin Dean. I like drinking and fishing. I think world peace would be good. And my next time I run for Miss Tasmania, I'm going to wear...
We're going to give you a sash and a tiara now,
a
scepter.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mary's looking great at this. She's got the makeup all made up. I was waiting for the sash to come.
Yeah, yeah. I've got some fantastic shoes in the car. I should have brought them in. They're giant big boots and they're covered in sequins.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they're pretty special.
You won Miss Ravenswood that one year.
Are you wearing it somewhere special?
It was... Well, we're doing a big announcement later on.
Cool.
And so I wanted to have something fun for the kids to have a look at.
So they should look forward to that sequence of events then.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
That's the kind of quality
you get.
Well,
I'm a granddad. That's not a dad joke. It goes beyond two dads.
I tell you what, you need to teach Dan a thing or two because that was smooth. I couldn't see it coming.
Lobbed it up.
Now, what are you guys doing in Launceston?
We've got to see your boots.
My boots?
Yeah, the Chilli FM version of Kinky Boots, the musical.
That's what we're here for.
No, we're here to do a show. We're slowly coming out of COVID and we've been very excited to be involved in a couple of shows. Last week we're in Burnie and we did a fabulous show there. But even better than that, we're coming to Launceston in 2 weeks' time to do a show in a church. Would you believe that?
Yeah, well, it's live at the church. Nice acoustics in there for the three mates who enjoy the big band era, like the 30s, the 40s, beyond, even the Michael Bublé stuff, Harry Connick Jr. First of all, John X, you were in Burnie. Did you see my mum there? She was...
Did I ever? whenever I do a show in Burnie, I look for... halfway through it, I go, gee, I wonder if the Taylor's... And we were roaming in the audience during one number, That's Amore or something like that, and there they were, waving and smiling, and I saw it after. I think they even bought a CD.
Did they?
At the end.
Wow.
They're so lovely. Your parents have come to everything I do over... Yeah, because they live in Burnie. They're great supporters. So it's great to have the following. And it's such a great night. They loved it. People just loved, kept thanking us for coming. And we're like, thank you for coming out, you poor things. A lot of our audience are in the high-risk category.
Of having fun.
Because they grew up with us, you know. We're the Ugly Kid Joes and the, what's another modern band that kids are
Smash Mouth.
Yeah. We're the Beyoncé. Yeah, this music is the Beyoncé's and the Rihanna's of these people when they grew up. But even if, like you guys, probably your parents probably play this stuff to you over and over again. So everyone knows the words. So we get all ages.
And how did you guys start as well as Croon? Because obviously you're big fans of Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, obviously, Frankie Blue Eyes. Who got it all together? Was it you, Cole?
Well, no. Andrew and I used to do a comedy duo some time ago. Andrew being Coleraine and me being Cole Dean, we were the Red Hot Coles.
Oh,
that's comedy right there.
Love it.
And we had some gigs and we used to do big band stuff and we'd change the words and that sort of thing. And we had an opportunity to perform at the Dewitt Entertainment Centre down in Hobart for Jane Scully and her husband Paul Martell. They were doing something. They wanted us to roam the crowd beforehand and sing some Rat Pack music. And we thought, well, Rat Pack needs at least three. So we asked John to join us. We had so much fun. We thought we should do this. We should do this again. John said, "Let's put a show together. We'll call it Croon. It'd be great." And it happened just like that. 10 years later,
you grab your tickets. They're through austix.com.au and facebook.com/liveatthechurchtaz, and it's all age events as well.
Okay, I'm coming. You've just sold it to me. I'm going to come along. Oh, stop it!